up to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Has he done anything for you in your life? Has he ever touched your body? Has he ever healed your mind? I hope and pray that he has. I know he has me many times. He's done great things, amen, in my life. And I'm so thankful, amen, for the God whom I serve, amen. And his name is Jesus. Praise God. What an honor and a privilege it is to be back in the house of the Lord tonight, amen, to stand behind this sacred desk. And so appreciative of my pastor to have enough confidence and faith in me to allow me to step behind this desk and minister to this church, this body of Christ tonight. Amen. I give him honor. Continue to pray for our pastor and his family while they're down there in Florida and soaking up the sun and just enjoying themselves and relaxing. And folks, when they come back, I want you to work him hard. Preach with him. Get behind him. Amen. Amen him and just see. Look what the Lord will do. Amen. I promise you, if you'll get behind him and preach through him and with him, that, amen, God will do great and mighty things, amen, in this church. I give honor to all the ministry. We have phenomenal ministry in this church. Amen. I give them all honor. Amen. And especially my wife, who puts up with me endlessly. But she has no other choice in the matter. She can't divorce me because I'm hard to live with. I just don't work that way. I guess she can, but you know, she won't. She'll tolerate me. She's done been with me for 32 years, 30 years, be married this fall and dated 2 years. So we've been together way too long to throw each other out now. We've just grown used to each other. We finish each other's sentences, as many of you have been married many years can do the very same thing. And it's kind of scary when that happens, but God orchestrates all things. Praise God. Oh, it's so good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight, to feel his presence. I just love, more than anything, Brother Gundeman, in this world, is to stand in the presence of Almighty God and to feel his love, to feel his embrace when he just comes down. And sometimes, folks, we just need a great big hug. We're human and we go through a lot of trials and tests in our life, and God knows exactly, Brother Gundeman, when to show up and knows when to just grab his children, bring them in, begin to love them, and let them know, hey, it's okay. It's okay. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles while you're standing, I've kept you standing for a while, but go with me to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Then we're going to go to 1 John 4:4. When you find there, say amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon, Brother Bunch, nothing. Nothing can ever be built or made that can come against a child of God. No human being can come against us. And we will stand and we will condemn them in judgment because it's our heritage. It's something that God has given you and I. It's our heritage. We're the servants of the Lord, and his righteousness is of me. The Bible says our righteousness is of God. It's not our righteousness. Our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags, but his righteousness is complete. It's whole. It's pure. It's perfect. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater, the Bible says, is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? You got the Holy Ghost dwelling down inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's nothing, church, that can stand against you. Amen. If you'll stand up in the name of Jesus. Amen. You've got the power. You've got the authority to be overcomers in this world that we live in. Amen. Would you pray with me tonight? I want to preach on this simple topic. When all hell comes knocking. When all hell comes knocking. God of heaven, Lord, as we come to you tonight, Lord, we're so thankful for your presence in this house tonight. God, we're so thankful, Lord. Lord, you've come tonight to move in this place. You've come tonight to minister, Lord, to this body of saints and believers this evening. God, I pray tonight you'd anoint my lips of clay, God. Lord, you'd articulate the words in my mouth that they would come out, Lord, in a fashion, in a form, Lord, that would penetrate through the air ways tonight. Oh God, and let them rest upon every heart, upon every mind, God. Let them penetrate down inside of them tonight, God. Stir us and shake us, Lord. Mold us and make us, God, what you'd have us to be. I pray tonight in the lovely name of Jesus. And you may be seated tonight in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm thankful tonight that I'm serving a living God. I'm serving a God who's still in control of all things. Amen. If you'll just give him the opportunity to be the God of your life, he will do great works and wonders and miracles in your life if you will allow him. May I say tonight that from the very moment when God gave Lucifer the boot out of heaven, amen, 1/3 of the angels fell with him that day because he rose up and thought he would be equal with God. And God said, I'm not going to have it. There's none beside me, nor will there ever be anybody equal to me. So Satan, Lucifer, he rises up and thinks, well, I can do God's job. I can do it just as well. And God says, no, you can't. No, you won't. And he gives him the boot out of heaven. And there he is upon this earth roaming to and fro as we know it today. Amen. And there he is. Now we have a war. From the very beginning of time, it seems, a war of nothing but good and evil, constant battle, fighting each other back and forth. And whatever God has made and created it to be good, Satan enters in and corrupts it and tries to turn it against God and everything that he has ever done. It doesn't matter what God tries to do, the enemy will attack it and try to undermine it and destroy it. Amen. And he will do the same in yours and my life if we will allow him to do. But this war of good and evil, it's a continual battle that continues even until the very end of time when God finally says, enough is enough. And this old world will be over. You know, the enemy knows exactly where his destination is already. Regardless, he knows what the outcome is going to be for his eternity, where he will spend. Even though he knows that, Brother Bunch, he still works against God and against God's people. He hates you and I. He despises you and I because he knows that we have God living inside of us, reigning, letting him flow and move. And we minister to people and we reach out to people and we're trying to win more people to the Lord, and he hates you for that. But don't worry about it. God's going to take care of him in the end. Whatever God made for good, the enemy hates and will do his best to destroy it. So here's my question tonight to you. And I guarantee I'll get 100% amens in this place. Does it appear the harder you try to live for the Lord, the more you get attacked? Why is that? Because your adversary, the devil, despises you. He hates everything about us. He hates anything about God. And God says, ah, too bad. If my children want to draw nigh to me, I'm going to draw nigh to them. And there's not a thing you can do about it, devil. If my children love me and they want to come and get close to me and go to that next level, I'm going to bring them on. I'm going to allow them to do that. Amen. Pastor Hawkins preaches and teaches new levels, new devils. And it is the truth. It doesn't matter if you make one little step forward to God, you're going to face adversity in your life. You will be tempted, you will be tested, you will be tried. But God will give us victory. He will give us victory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Allow God to flow through you. Oh, keep moving forward, church. Never stop. Sometimes we slow down, but don't never stop. Keep moving towards God. Grow in him every single day. Whatever you do, keep moving forward in him. If you stop, you could take a chance of becoming stagnant and begin to withdraw from God. So we got to keep moving forward. We got to keep allowing the Spirit of God to flow through yours and my life. Amen. Allow him to work and live and to reign, regardless of what all hell tries to come against us. We got to continue to march forward. No, whatever is thrown in front of us, whatever obstacle that we may have to overcome, we still got to retain the victory in the Lord. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Jesus said, "I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Wow. The old thief, he doesn't want to do anything, Brother Pace, but to rob you of your blessings, to cause the hindrances and throw stuff in your path to detour you and try to cause you to stumble and fall, than to condemn you. We're human, folks. We're apt to fall. And if we fall, get back up. Dust yourself off. And say, "God, I'm sorry." And move on forward with the Lord. He will forgive you. I promise you, he will forgive you. The thief comes to kill and steal and destroy. But Jesus come to give us life and it more abundantly. Oh, there's no other life, Brother Bunch, than living for the Lord. It is joyous. It is freedom. It is peace that you can lay down at night and not have a worry, a care. When you go to sleep, if you die in your sleep, you know a surety that you're going to be with him in heaven, because God has removed all of that from your life. So the question tonight is not if the enemy attacks, but when. You may be flying by and just sailing along and, "Well, I'm not having any troubles. I've not been attacked. Man, my life is just perfect." You might want to check yourself and see, am I doing everything in this word that I need to be doing? Because I promise, if you dig in this word and begin to live it and obey it, the enemy's going to rise up against you. And he's going to attack your life. He's going to attack your family. And he's going to do whatever he can to set you back. I've done made up my mind, folks. Regardless of what is thrown in front of me, I'm marching forward, folks. I'm marching on to victory. Amen. And I hope y'all go with me. I'm marching on the victory. It may bog me down just a little bit, but I'm moving on. I'm going to give it to the Lord, and I'm moving on. I'm not going to carry it around. I can't. It'll weigh you down. It will destroy you if you try to pack it with you. You've got to lay it down to the Lord and allow Him to take it and to do the work for you. And He will. It's tough, folks. It's tough. Man, I wish them little boys, as young men, would be right there tonight. I was going to use them so much. I'm really saddened that they're not here. You remember Elisha? I was going to use them. I was. Can I use a couple of you young men? A couple volunteers? I can. Two of you, jump up. I need an Elisha and a servant. Who wants to be Elisha? Who wants to be the servant? What's the hand for? Okay. All right, get up here, Elisha. Elisha, you can just sit down because you're in your house. Servant, you know what you're going to do? You're going to wake up early in the morning. You're going to wipe the sleep out of your eyes. And you're going to go outside. You see, Elisha, the prophet, God would speak through Elisha. And the enemy would make these plans to come against the children of Israel. And God would reveal them to the prophet Elisha. And Elisha would take it to the king and say, "Hey, king, this is what your enemy's about to do. Don't go down there." Right. Two or three times he saved the children of Israel because God spoke through Elisha. And the king that was trying to war against Israel said, "Hey," got his men together, and he said, "I want to know right now who is the spy in this camp. Who is letting out my secrets and telling the Israelites who and where we're going to be at?" And one guy, shyly, I can just see him. He barely raises his hand up. King, there's a prophet in Israel. His name's Elisha. God speaks to him. He hears your words from your bedchamber. He knows exactly what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. And he's sharing to the king. That's why we can't do anything. He says, "Go find him. Go find Elisha. I want to see him." So they go in the night. And the Bible says the enemy encamps all around where Elisha is. And this young servant, he wakes up early in the morning, wipes that sleep out of his eye, maybe washes his face and steps outside. Heart-wrenching. All he sees is an enemy all the way around. Everywhere he looks, the adversary, the enemy is there. And he runs back into the house and says, "Elisha, what are we going to do?" Elisha's not concerned about anything. God done spoke to him. He's done told him, "Hey, servant, don't worry about it." He goes, "God, just open his eyes and let him see." And God immediately opens that servant's eyes. And into the mountains, the Bible says they was horses of chariots and fire all the way around the enemy. And that servant knew right then and there they was nothing to worry about. Amen. Boys, you can be seated down. There wasn't no need to worry. And you know, that's the same way it is with you and I. Sometimes we get so bogged down with our problems, with our issues, with our things that are coming and attacking us against our lives that we forget to allow God to open our spiritual eyes and see his power and see the authority that he has and that you and I are able to obtain to and to use his power and authority against the enemy when they come in and try to attack us and beat us down. Oh, we've got the victory in the name of Jesus, folks, if we'll just act upon that name of Jesus. Oh, we can't allow our problems to get too big and to get us down. We're human. Sometimes it happens. And too often, We'll look at the negative side and say, oh, woe is me. And not again. This ain't happening again. I can't go through this again. But God said he'd never put more on you than you could handle. And he's right there with you constantly, helping you, leading you, guiding you, directing your lives. And he's doing a work in yours and my life that we don't even know that he's doing. We have no clue in the spiritual realm what God's doing. If he would open our eyes that we could see in that realm, we would probably be shocked. And maybe just a little bit afraid. But God will fight our battles if we'll just give them to him and allow him to fight them. Don't get down in the molly girls that you're being attacked, because Paul suffered many afflictions for the working of the kingdom of God. And he counted them all joy, Brother Bunch. Everything that happened to Paul, he counted it joy to be able to stand and be afflicted, to be the things that was done to him in his life. It didn't bother him a bit. He was glad to do it for the sake of the kingdom and of Jesus Christ. He worked. He labored. And you and I are doing the same thing. And time's running out for the enemy. And he's turning up the heat on God's people. And if you're not feeling it right now, just hang on. I'm not prophesying, but I'm saying just hang on and be prepared. Because every time that we move closer to God, the enemy will try to interfere and to shove you back. But time's running out, folks. And we can't allow God, the enemy rather, to cause hindrance in our lives. We've got to move forward with him. There's too much work to do. There's 20% of this city yet to be saved. My wife and I have been pastoring almost 2 years just west of Monrovia in a little country church. And there is, I don't know how many people's in that town or in that city around there, but there's way more there that doesn't go to church than they are. And those people need to be saved. And we've got to do whatever it takes, folks, to reach them. They're just, a soul's a soul, and every soul is important to God because he shed his precious blood for every vessel. Not one should be lost, but unfortunately, there will be a few. It may be more than a few. Let God fight your battles. We can't be bogged down with junk. We can't be bogged down with the enemy's tactics trying to hinder us. Put him in his place. Get him in his place and march on with the Lord and allow God to work for you and in your life. There's too many souls at stake to be hindered in this late hour. Now, I don't want to be negative tonight, but every time that you and I step out in faith and we move to that next level, you know what happens. We're getting attacked. We're getting bombarded on every side. Tonight, I know I'll say it's not a shouting message, and I knew it wouldn't be, but I believe with all my heart that there's people here that are fighting all hell in their life. And right now they don't know the answer. They haven't found the answer. They've not found that way of escape yet. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God says if you just surrender it to me, if you'll give it to me, I will take your problems. I will take those situations. And I'll make a way where there seemeth to be no way. I will make a way of escape for you. You're my children, and I love you. It's what God says. I love you, and I'll do whatever it takes to protect you and to keep you. Sister Worthen, would you come tonight? I want to go to higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. We don't have time to sit idle. We don't have time to play church anymore. Those days are long gone. Young people, get on fire for God. Get on fire for God. We're living in a day and age, folks, that we're not promised tomorrow. And I want to be ready more than anything, and I want this church to be ready. But until that trumpet sounds, I want to be a laborer in the field. And I don't want any hindrances in my life to hold me back or to keep me from doing what God wants me to do. I want to move forward into the kingdom of God. And I want you all to move forward in the kingdom of God as well. Step out and move forward to God. Grow higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. Allow Him to add to you daily, and He will. This word is so rich. It's amazing, Brother Gundermann, that every time I open it up, and I may have read something 1,000 times, and to read it that next time, something brand new leaps off the pages and it changes my life. This word is powerful. Use it. Apply it to your life. Would you stand tonight? I want the ministry. If you're going through some junk, not just how I'm going to label it tonight, if you're just going through some junk in your life and you don't know what to do or which end is up, would you make your way up here to the front? May I tell you, I know a God who is here tonight to move on your behalf, that if you'll make your way to this front and you give it to the Lord and you lay it down, that He'll do the work for you. That a miracle will be performed in your life tonight. That you'll leave here brand new, ever to be changed in your life. But you got to lay it down to God. There's men here, there's precious women of God, saints of God, who will pray for you and pray with you until the victory comes. Is anyone dealing with anything besides me? Am I the only one tonight that's just got things ripping and tearing in your life? I've given it to God, but I can still use your prayers for strength. Hardest prayer I've ever prayed in my life was, God, whatever it takes. I really thought that was an easy prayer until I had to pray it myself. That was the toughest prayer I ever prayed, because that means, God, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And that's just leaving it out there. And it's rough. It's rough. Church, gather in. Let's find us a place to pray. God wants to deliver some people tonight. He wants to lift some heavy loads and some burdens off of your life tonight.